Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to another Norm at Night. I'm coming to you from Bowie, Maryland tonight, and I hope that you'll ring my phone off the hook, and we'll see what happens.
Why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? The stupid telephone is silent like a stone, and I feel all alone. Why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring? I'm getting the idea, I'm sitting in the clear, 'cause no one wants me near. How strange that everyone I spoke thought I was telling them a joke, 'cause all their phone does in the end is clearly drive them round the bend. But I dare not pass my door for fear that if I do, for sure some person will show sympathy and try to send a call to me. But why does no one call? Why can't somebody just give me a ring?
I don't know. If you want to give me a ring, you can reach me at 347-945-6713. And I'm home here in Bowie now, 2 weeks off from school, and so I'm looking forward to a relaxing time. And, the one thing that's really nice about being at home is that the cable television's back on, and so I got up at my usual early hour this morning. You know, I don't know, I get up about 4:30, 5 o'clock every day, and I'm puttering around, and all of a sudden I remember, holy cow, I've got the cable, Verizon Fios. Yeah, that's a commercial, because I love my Fios. Well, anyway, so I immediately turn the TV on, and I tune right in to Morning Joe. I haven't seen it in a couple of months, probably. And there was Joe Scarborough, Mika Brzezinski, and it was wonderful to watch them interacting. If any of you out there happen to watch Morning Joe, give me a call at 347-945-6713. And we can talk about Mika's blouse, because they sure did talk about that purple blouse this morning. And Joe really took some real shots at it. But it was a very interesting blouse. I kind of liked it, you know. I thought I was back down at Broadway Market in Buffalo. Any of you Buffalo people out there, listen and we'll know what I mean. Speaking of Buffalo, however, I just had a sip of my coffee. Speaking of Buffalo, I'm not going this year. I really wanted to go, but I just can't. There's too many things I'm going to do around here, one of which I am very excited. I'm going to see Gogo Bordello at the 9:30 Club, and I'm really kind of excited about that. I love gypsy music, and when you combine it with a punk and the irreverence, and I'm really looking forward to Gogo Bordello. It's absolutely amazing. And it'll be wonderful in that venue, and I'm really excited by the whole thing. But anyway, back to Morning Joe. One of the really interesting things, Mika Brzezinski's father, Zygmunt Brzezinski, I'm sure I butchered that first name, But Ziggy was on the show touting his new book, America and the World, which he wrote with Brent Scowcroft. I guess that's another commercial. It's getting very popular these days, you know, to do bipartisan things. Hey, all you guys out there who've been with Norm, I'm getting lonely here. Don't make me play that song again. Give me a call, 347-945-6713. I'm hoping I hear from my buddy Carl out on the West Coast at least. Or maybe Cousin Paul can give me a call, or Cousin Amo can give me a call, or Lauren or Dougie or somebody in the family make me feel like I have some reason for being here. Oh, by the way, you know, the 21st century is really upon us. My Cousin Paul started, well, everybody knows that my name is Norm Constantine, and my Cousin Paul, he started a group on Facebook for the family. Wonders will never cease. But it was really fun seeing Mika Brzezinski and her father, you know, interviewing her father with Joe Scarborough, and they're all calling him Dr. Brzezinski, and because nobody can say Zigaboo. Or Zigaboo, or however you say it. You know, there were a lot of Ziggies in the neighborhood, and I guess that's where the name came from. But anyway, watching Mika and her dad was really a lot of fun. And one other thing I want to talk about, you know, I don't know if I... And I want you to call in if you have an opinion about what I'm going to talk about here. You know, my brother tells me, you know, that I'm a one-tune Louie, and people walk the other way when I come. He told me to get off my soapbox. Everything I talk about is auto workers and steel workers, and he says those people's time is past. So what do you think? Is their time past? I don't think it is. Gosh, bless it. If we don't start making something in this country again, we're just going to lose all semblance of who we are and what we do. You know, actually, and I guess I am a one-time Louie. I was listening to the former governor of Massachusetts, Mitt Romney, and the governor of Michigan, I can't remember the woman's name right now, but they're going at it about, you know, the auto workers and whether or not the union should give concessions. Well, the governor made a really interesting point. Organized labor was one of the first groups that demanded health care for its members. And if that union goes bye-bye, there's going to be a ton of people without anything. I got a call here. Go ahead. You're on the air with Norm. Hello?
Hello?
I can barely hear you. I think we're getting feedback again through the microphone. Can you hear me? I got another call coming in here. Go ahead, 916.
Yeah, I can hear you just fine.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's much better here than it was. Well, the other phone's still on the hook, I guess, because I can hear myself.
Oh, well, I tried calling you with the click, you know, the click to connect. And
right.
You weren't answering.
Well, yeah, I'm sorry. It took me a little while to get there. But did you hear I'm going to see Gogo Bordello?
Oh, is this right? Oh.
Oh, I can't wait. January, what is it? The Saturday after New Year's. What would that be? The 3rd?
Yeah, something like that.
At the 9:30 Club in D.C. It's going to be outrageous.
Oh, cool.
It's a Christmas gift from a friend of mine. He bought me the ticket.
Yeah.
Needless to say, my wife won't be coming.
Well.
To Gogo Bordello.
Really?
Oh, I was listening to some of their music today. It's outrageous. I can't wait.
Mm. Yeah, I was with some friends they're in Philadelphia, and they have this big Todd Rundgren thing going on New Year's Eve. And I was like, ah, oh, geez, you know, wouldn't that be wonderful to be there? But, you know, I'm out fly to Philadelphia and do that? No, I can't.
Well, if you do that, you know, you can. It's just 2 hours down 95, and you're in Washington. You come to Go-Go Bordello with us.
Well,
I'm sure we could dig up another ticket.
Oh, Well, that would be. Oh, I don't know. I got stuff going here too, so it would be like very fast paced, and I'm not very fast paced these days. So.
Oh, I've never been fast paced in my whole. But you know, on March the 7th, Flogging Molly is going to be at RFK Stadium again.
Oh. He has a stadium named after him?
Yes, he does.
How the hell did that happen?
You know, after they shot him, what did they call that stadium before it was RFK?
Who knows? John Foster Dulles? Stadium?
I think it was Veterans.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. Yeah. Screw the Veterans. Let's, you know. not go there.
Yeah, because it's a war memorial. It's a war memorial stadium. But I had just the greatest time this morning. Remember out there, 347-945-6713. You can tune in, join the conversation about Go-Go Bordello, and if you've seen them, let me know what I'm in for. Nothing like Gypsy Punk. I just can't wait.
Oh, good God. I remember back in the 80s, I had just come back from Europe.
Mm-hmm.
I get to California, and, you know, it's like New Year's Eve. So I said, all right, man, we're going to go up to San Francisco, and we're going to go to the concerts and do this and do that. And where do I end up? The Warfield at a goddamn Dead Kennedys concert. And I got beat to shit. I mean, I had never seen a mosh pit before. And there I am right in the front of the stage. Yeah. And then boom, 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 boom. I mean, I was covered with bruises. You know, and I finally figured out what it was. And then it was like, you know, it was fun up to a point. But, yeah, there I was, you know, it was interesting anyway.
Yeah, it is interesting. It's absolutely interesting because, the first time I heard Flogging Molly, all of a sudden I'm in the middle of all these people crashing into each other.
Yeah, that was, you know, it was nuts. Cause, you
know, and they're all pretty, well, they were a lot younger, but they were also pretty slight. So they're just bouncing off me.
Yeah, you know, and I had come from, you know, I had been to, you know, London like a few weeks before that.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, you know, it was still like glitter rock and reggae and whatever. It was very mellow music, you know. And all of a sudden it was like, wow, so what's going on here, you know? Now, I had heard of The Clash, but I hadn't been to a Clash concert, you know.
Uh-huh.
Excuse me.
But I'm just tickled pink about this whole thing. I was going to go to Buffalo, but to heck with it. Because I didn't, you know, I would never want to come back for the third, but I can't miss Go-Go.
Yeah, you got to do that.
Have you ever seen them?
No, I haven't. No, I have heard of them, you know, so that...
Oh, my God, they're Valby-esque!
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, if John was there, it would just be the best.
Yeah.
We almost went to see him when I was in Buffalo for Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was not very far where he was playing from my sister's house. But we'll see. Next trip, for sure. Let's see here. What's next on my list here?
Oh, I was going to say, I saw your little video.
Which one?
The one that you have on your patty.
Oh, well, there's two. Bottle.
Yeah, yeah. And now I'm guessing, of course, but the one that looks like Edie Falco, that's your sister.
Yes.
That's Beak.
That's Beak. That's right.
And I swear, I saw her, and I said, hey, she looks like she walked out of The Sopranos.
She's going to be, hey, Beak, if you're out there, give us a call. Join the conversation.
I mean, I haven't seen
347-945-6713.
I mean, I haven't seen her in close to, 30 years, maybe? I don't know.
I'm going to call them and see if I can get them to call in.
Yeah.
Oh, I got more phones going on here.
Yeah.
But anyway, 716.
Well, if you get a 716, you know where that's from.
Yes, you do. All right, hold on here for a minute. Oh, I'm calling my sister.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, great.
You're in trouble now. All right, there you go.
Yeah, no, I don't know. There's something about...
That's a compliment, hey, you know.
There's something about these Verizon phones. Oh, anyway. Oh, here we go. Hey, it's Norm. The word is get on those computers. Get a call into the show. It's on right now. All right. Bye. They're going to call.
Oh, I got a helicopter overhead.
Uh-oh.
Jeez. They come down real low around here.
Do they really?
Yeah, well, there's an apartment complex about half a mile away.
Oh, did you see the national news today? What happened in Washington?
I heard something about a water...
It was the most incredible thing you have ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
A 6-foot water main, 6 feet across, burst. And it turned one of the most... traveled roads in rush hour into a raging river.
Yeah, I would do that.
And these people did helicopter rescues. And remember, if you're out there, it's 347-945-6713. That's the Norm at Night Show, 347-945-6713. And Cousin Doug, Cousin Lauren, give us a call here. I got an old friend from the Big B on the line who remembers your mother, the Beak.
Oh, God. You know, it's still hard to, you probably know this, too. You know, my family members and that, I don't think of them in... I have like a visualization of them being far younger.
Oh, I know, I know.
They stay that way. You know, it's like if I see that picture of you with the white hair, I don't know who the fuck is
he. I know, I said that can't be me. I can't look like that because don't feel like that.
I said the F word. That isn't good.
That's all right. This
I don't know if you're...
this is voice over IP.
Oh, I didn't know if it was a, you know, like an adult.
It's just like Howard Stern on, what do you call that, satellite radio.
Oh, yeah. You know what I thought, what was it, I saw that show, Talk Radio, Oliver Stone's, remember the movie with Eric Bogosian?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, yeah, I saw that and I thought of you for some goddamn reason.
Oh, jeez. I got one more thing on my list here, and it's what's on your Christmas list?
what's on my list? Not a hell of a lot. Power tools.
Power tools? And what are
you
doing with power tools?
Oh, I'm into power tools, Well, new ones. My stuff is pretty old now, so I already bought it for myself, so nobody has to buy it for me.
Uh-oh, I got a call coming in here. Hold on. Go ahead, 716. You're on the line with Norm.
Hey, what are we talking about tonight?
Oh, what are we talking about? You name the subject. We were just talking about John Melby.
Oh, hey.
My old friend of mine's on the line here.
Okay.
One of my old buds from back in the, what do you call it? I want to say Good Bar, but I'm trying to remember the name of the other place.
Mr. Good Bar?
No, Mr. Good Bar was down the street. What's the name?
Bullfeathers.
Bullfeathers.
Coles.
No name.
Merlin's.
Merlin. Oh, God. The Brick Bar. Anyway.
Yeah, Allen Street, yeah.
So how are you there, cousin?
We're doing good, hanging in. We got like 2 feet of snow.
That's what I hear.
Yeah, it's been crazy.
And so have you ever heard, the other thing we're talking about, have you ever heard of Go-Go Bordello?
Never.
Well, you need to look them up, because I'm going to a Go-Go Bordello concert.
Okay, I'm seeing AC/DC the 5th.
Ooh.
I'm going to go, that's a Monday, isn't it?
It's a Monday night, correct.
Is that in Cleveland?
In Cleveland, yep.
Oh, my God. Yeah, when do you have to be back to start teaching?
School starts the 12th for me. That's when I got to go back.
Oh. So is Lauren there?
She is.
Well, why doesn't she get on the cell phone and join us?
Lauren, get on the cell phone and join your damn uncle. All right, she's calling.
All right, we'll just have a big old party here. But anyway, I'm going to see Go-Go Bordello on the 3rd.
Is that like a Dropkick Murphys, like you in the mosh pit again?
Oh, absolutely. Well, it's sort of gypsy punk. It's going to be great.
Okay.
I can't wait. It's going to be like me in the mosh pit again. Yes, it will.
Couple of Guinness?
You got insurance, right?
Oh, man.
Yes, you just busted up old guy. Come on, I had such a great time.
Where's the concert, Pooch?
What's that?
Oh, is Norm still there?
I don't know. Where the hell did he go?
I have no idea.
Are
you from Buffalo?
Originally.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm in Sacramento.
Okay.
Yeah, no, Norm and me, we hung out for many, many years, and, saw the best of Buffalo, I think.
Uh-huh, yeah, well, not missing much right now, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, I get back about it, more or less every other year. I'll probably be back this summer.
Okay.
And see what's going on there.
Mm-hmm.
And, my family's, they're all mostly up in Cheektowaga.
Okay.
Some of them down south Buffalo, West Seneca.
Mm-hmm.
I've always thought that they were somewhat separated from reality.
That is for sure, especially in the old South Buffalo.
Yeah, people who cheer for the Bills every year and still live in Buffalo, I think you're pretty much divorced from,
from
the
reality.
Real world.
So true.
Oh, yeah, I tend to remind them of that from time to time. But, but I go back. I mean, for me, it's a mixture of feelings. It's like I see what used to be and what is now, and and I love seeing the family. At the same time, I go through the city and I'm like, geez, I gotta cover my eyes.
Where did it go wrong?
Yeah, it's just, although I have to say, some elements are still pretty good. I don't know. I think that the west side still looks halfway decent.
Uh-huh.
The north area is probably okay. I mean,
Mm-hmm.
But, the east side, though, that's like I don't even want to go.
It's not even worth it.
You know, because, I mean, we all grew up in the Bailey area.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, that's just like a war zone. I'm like, good God, what happened to this poor place? You know, you see all the bars that you used to go to, and they're either they're gone or they're you know, or they look like I don't know,
abandoned bars in the window.
Just not good.
Well, I guess they're building the waterfront now, which they've been doing for like 15 years. But
yeah, I understand. I remember they were putting up like condos and stuff like that.
And they're supposed to like put bars, restaurants.
Yeah.
Maybe, like, tear down the Skyway or something, but...
Yeah, well, they might... I don't know what else they can do in Buffalo except to... I've heard of areas in, like, Michigan and that who've... They've turned them into areas that are, you know, like retirement communities.
Hey, guys, hold on here a minute.
Oh, you're back.
Hey,
Joining. Somehow, I thought I was in a conversation. I realized when I tried to connect that caller up, tell her to call back.
Call back, Lauren.
I somehow muted myself.
Oh.
Well, that's probably for the best of the program.
Hey, don't give me any of that. No, we can... anybody out there, I just want to play a couple of bars of this for my mother.
Okay.
This is for Rosemary. The last song she heard before she went to that big dance party in the sky. How are you there, lady from Boston?
I'm great. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. I got three callers on the line, a little silent night for my mother. Do you
You're
know
in Bowie, right?
Yeah, I'm in Bowie. Do you know Go-Go Bordello?
Nope, I don't.
I think it's a little out of our time era.
Well, no. Well, they're current, but
they're
not new. They're gypsy punk.
I'm not familiar.
Remember when we were at Chris Matthews' house?
Yeah.
And they had that gypsy band?
Yeah. Well,
it's not them, but Go-Go Bordello's a gypsy band, except they've turned to gypsy punk.
Remember when we had to do the tarantella in front of everybody?
Yes, it was wonderful.
We still remember how to do that.
Oh, God, you never forget.
I could probably do a polka, but, you know, it's...
Hop, skip, and a jump.
Yep.
So how come you two aren't out in the town tonight? The snow?
I'm going as soon as your show's over.
You're going, my God, you're just... Hey,
bars are open until 4 here, Boog. You got to.
You know, they're having a big fight here because they want to keep the bars open till 4 on inauguration night in Washington.
Uh-huh.
And I'm thinking to myself, well, that's just running the mill. That's when you're just getting warmed up. Last call at 3:30.
Nothing good happens after 2 for sure.
Nothing good happens
Nothing
after
good.
Two. That should be the title of a book. Oh, this is going to be a great show in the archives. 347-945-6713 if you want to get in on it.
Yeah.
We're just about out of time here, and I don't want to keep you in. Where are you going tonight, by the way?
You can do a
commercial for the place.
Probably the Poorhouse, Mammauser's.
The
like
Poorhouse is
grill.
Still around.
Oh, still around.
God. You remember the Poorhouse, Carl?
The Poorhouse. My memory is taxed at the moment.
Right on the corner of, what's that, like Long Avenue and, what, Buffalo Street is it?
I think so.
Yeah.
Oh, geez, that's way down in the depths of the city, isn't it? Buffalo Avenue, let me think. Oh,
no, that's in Hamburg.
No, in Hamburg, yeah.
Oh, okay. No, never been there.
Okay.
I think, well, who knows? I've been in a lot of places I never remembered. Greg and Margaret were there. That's right. Are you going, Lauren?
I don't know.
She might have a drink or two.
Uh-oh. So they got the streets cleared at least?
Street is still pretty bad, but the main streets are good.
All right. We're still streaming, but I mean, we're still on the air. It's still going into the archive, just so you know, but we're off the air, and I'm going to end this here.
All right.
It was great. Thanks for calling, and I'll talk to you all soon. One last song for Norm at Night here. Uh-oh.
He finally gets an interesting show and he cuts it off.
And then, yeah. Right to the music. All the
You can talk through the music.
He merry gentleman.
Let nothing
you
dismay.
Hey, who sings this, Norm?
I forget. I don't know her name, but I should let her, huh?
Well, let's keep it that way, huh?
Hey.
Save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort.
Where are you guys doing Christmas tomorrow or Christmas Eve?
Christmas Eve, everybody's coming here.
Tidings of comfort and joy.
I can't make it stop.
That's what she said.
Oh,
God.
Hit him. That's on the air.
Oh, my God.
Hey, it was fun seeing the load at your house on Thanksgiving.
Oh, that was a lot of fun.
Was born.
I can't make the thing stop.
Technologically
challenged. I am jealous.
Did nothing take in scorn. Oh,
tidings
of comfort and joy.
Good archive,
stop.
Oh,
stop. The show is taken over. Oh my God, what an idiot I am. I can't make the thing stop. Oh, I've cut myself off. No wonder. All right, I'm hanging up here. It's all I can do. Enjoy the Poorhouse, Carl. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, dude.
And we're out of here.
All right.
All right. So long.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Certain shepherds brought tidings.